Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my Wild Country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's Football Friday on The Fan.
Block somebody!
This is a Football Friday edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning with Dusty Hara and former All-American Cam Cleland.
Online at 1080thefan.com and the new 1080 The Fan app.
Football Friday with Dusty and Cam on 1080.
We have great expectations.
The Fan.
All right, man. It is 8 a.m., the last hour of Crawford being employed by 1080 The Fan. We started this bit that we're going to do next with saying that this is going to be what gets Crawford fired. Mm. Let's see if we can get Crawford fired. It's always awkward. It's often offensive. It's exceedingly entertaining. It's Crawford's weekend, would you rather?
I've got...
You going to bring it?
I've got some... Do you guys have any for me?
Do we need to have a PSA before we start this?
Well, I was expecting to have to do, because we were going to have someone from the sales team in here who was going to try.
That person's on time.
Yeah.
She's not listening.
You know what?
You know what? We're very disappointed in you, Sierra. It wouldn't have been an ending show without you foobarring this.
I hate when people are late to stuff.
Most fitting thing ever.
Totally.
I got to learn a lesson.
Somebody was late on Crawford.
And on my final day, I learned a lesson about punctuality.
It's hard to be let down like that, isn't it?
It is.
Wow.
Frustrating, isn't it?
You're right.
A little disappointing.
Sucks.
Okay. Let's talk about piercings, because there's a rumor going around that Cam has a belly button ring.
Ooh.
I have never seen Cam's tummy.
You know what,
tummy.
Tony? You can suck it, because this is...
That's that guy.
Well, somebody has not confirmed it. I mean, it'd be really easy for you to sit there and just be like, look, I don't have a belly button ring.
Crawford, I took my shirt off when we played basketball. Did you see one?
I don't remember that.
You had a stud in.
You might have taken it out.
It was shirts and skins.
Was it?
Yes.
I don't remember you shirtless. I would remember that. I would be blinded.
Wait, what?
What?
I'd be blinded because you're pale. Okay, so my question is...
Tasty. Get it right.
Sorry. Which would you guys rather have? Cam's belly button ring. So would you rather a belly button ring?
Okay. Which is a dangling sun.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. Well, according to Tony.
Yeah. A dangling yin-yang, I thought.
The yin-yang.
Oh, yin-yang.
Okay. a tramp stamp.
Of what?
What is it?
I don't know. Tramp stamps are always like a heart with an arrow.
Bullseye?
Or an anchor. Or a bullseye.
A dolphin.
I did see. What is the lizard?
Is it a dolphin?
The real tramp stamp is the one that is below the belly button but above the pelvic region.
Wait, what?
What?
I saw a girl at the beach once and below it said sinful with two guns like holstered
in her. Yeah, I've seen that one before.
In her,
wow.
In
the frontal region?
Yeah, in the front. I guess holstered in her crotch region. Yeah.
Woo.
Two revolvers.
Yeah, according to the dictionary, which it is in the dictionary, it's a tattoo on a woman's lower back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Or the last option is an ass tat, which my friend has. And so I told you the other day.
You know somebody has an ass tat.
Yeah, my
I'm
friend.
Looking at somebody who has
can
McDonald's.
We say that on the radio?
They have a
ass
McDonald's
tat?
Logo.
Can we say that?
We can say ass tat.
Can't say bomb on an airplane?
You can't say, and you can't say, well, there's a lot you can't say.
Oh, did you see this really quick before we get there?
You can't say bong on an airplane.
There was a Texas Tech student who was in the airport waiting in line at TSA and saw somebody wearing a Texas Tech sweatshirt. You know how they do the guns up thing?
Oh, no.
Oh.
She goes, guns up. And the guy wasn't a Texas Tech fan. He was just wearing the sweatshirt. And he was like, what?
Did he freak out?
And then TSA pulled her aside and like did like a strip search on her.
Oh, no.
And all
here
that
comes,
stuff.
Here comes this. And uh-oh.
Her comment to them was, I'm not a terrorist. I'm just really dumb.
And let's be real. I think TSA relishes in those moments. Like, that's got to be a pretty boring job.
Yeah, of course it is.
And you're just checking people in, and then someone says guns up. You're like, oh, hell yeah.
IDs.
Yeah.
Boarding passes out, please.
Okay, so ass tat, tramp stamp, or belly button ring?
Oh, ass tat. Nobody's going to see that, you know? Like, nobody's seeing that.
No, if I did have one, I would get a belly button ring because I could take it out. Because I don't that tattoo, I don't want to sit there with needles for an hour. And,
okay, so Cam does want a belly button ring. Belly button.
I don't have one. Huh? I don't have one.
Dude, we didn't play shirts and skins. You had your shirt on.
No, I didn't. I remember taking it off.
Fake news. Fake news.
That's a fantasy, I think. Okay.
Whoa.
Would you rather? Let's talk about kinky stuff in the bedroom, and let's talk about McDonald's mascots. Would you rather have your significant other be into dressing up in the bedroom as Grimace, Mayor McCheese, or the Hamburglar? Like, this is their fetish.
Hold on, I need to refresh.
No, this is a real thing?
No, I made this up.
Oh, this is a McDonald's fetish.
It's certainly not mine.
We have to pick a food type character?
Okay, wait a minute. Mayor McCheese has a massive cheeseburger for a head.
What was the third one?
I'm looking at it.
I'm going the Hamburglar because I'm going to steal something.
Yeah.
I want to steal something.
Cops and robbers.
Yeah, if we're going to go in, we got to make sure we're stealing something and bringing food to the deal. He's going to bring some food.
This is like a
bringing
whole
it
deal.
In.
Naughty burger.
Yeah, we're getting on it in the kitchen. Naughty burger.
Grimace?
What would
then?
Be a naughty burger? Grimace?
That's Grimace? Already Cam. Giant purple thing.
It's like a triangle.
Well, it's got to come off at some point. You know?
No. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't? No.
This is your significant
not
other's
as
fetish.
Accessible.
Is to dress up as a McDonald's character in the bedroom.
Then the Hamburglar, because it's not a cheeseburger face or a huge suit. That's what you get, Sierra. She just sent me a text.
Yeah.
She has this on in the car.
What would she
with
wear?
With her child.
We're talking about Sierra.
I'm into the
not going to get in trouble.
I'm into the Hamburglar thing.
Stopping right now.
You're into the Hamburglar thing?
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
Hamburglar.
This is a whole deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dusty, you said Grimace? Yeah,
no, I'm going switching to the Hamburglar because it's not going to be Grimace or Mr. McCheese.
What's wrong with Mayor McCheese?
The whole time.
You don't want a
big old cheeseburger face.
Cheeseburger head.
Okay. Moving on, let's talk about if you had to, I guess this is relating to 1080 the Fan. If you had to, I guess, be afflicted or switch bodies with someone or switch like personalities with someone at the Fan, would you rather be Mike Lynch and be obsessed with esports?
Mike Lynch is obsessed with esports.
He likes esports, gaming, and heavy metal. Okay. So are you going to be into esports and heavy metal?
Which is, if that's what you're into, sure.
Oh, I'm not knocking it. I just not what I'm into.
I'm knocking it.
Would you have swag? You're swag, and you always have to, I guess, inflect your voice like swag.
Absolutely,
absolutely. Indeed.
Burst on the fan. Or you could be me.
Okay.
And you got a little, you know what, Dusty? Tell me this. From former producer being trained by Mr. Swigard, you learned the voice inflection from Swag. And Crawford's got a little bit of that.
I got a little swag in me.
The bangles. You do that.
I got a little swag in me.
Yeah.
Better than a lot of swag in
you. Two of you trained by one of the greatest here, the legendary Jason Swigard.
Right. I will go with you.
Aww.
I'll go with you.
I mean, you know, there's baggage that comes with that.
Yeah, there's a lot of baggage that comes with it, but it's an interesting life you lead.
Yeah, I don't know about staying up at night, sitting in my gamer chair, listening to speed metal, something that I would. I'm going to go with you too, Croft.
You got any for me? Any would you rathers?
Ooh.
Because I got one. I saw this couple in Germany tried to name their son Lucifer, and it was they were not allowed to. And so my question
Wait,
is
why? They were you're just not allowed to
I don't know, it was banned in a courtroom. I don't know.
Lucifer, huh?
Yeah, you can't name your son Lucifer.
Oh, the son of Satan.
So my question is, would you rather name your son Lucifer? And there's some negative stuff that comes with that. That's Satan's name. Jesus Christ, not just Jesus, but you have to go with the full Jesus Christ.
It's gotta be Jesus.
Which is a lot of pressure on the young man.
Like Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yeah, but it'd be like that's a lot of pressure.
Imagine how many people you'd have to correct, though. Mm. Jesus.
No, it's actually no, that's Jesus, sir. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, you go to Starbucks. No, Jesus. Thank you.
Or Saddam, which is, I was going to include Hitler, but that's an automatic out. Like, no one. Hitler's the worst.
Hit me with those again. Lucifer, Jesus, or Saddam.
Yeah.
I'm going Jesus.
A lot of pressure.
Okay, Crawford.
A lot of pressure.
Your big break.
Okay.
Big movie film break.
Okay.
Would you rather, if someone came up to you and said, Crawford, money's not an option, here's what you're going to have to do. Would you rather work in the Valley?
Pornographic
film. For 1 year.
Okay.
For 1 year. Not only did you have to be the lead film and director of all activities at all times, or would you rather be the director of Toyota Prius commercials and have to drive the Prius around in a USC pretentious sweater for 1 year?
So would I rather be
a lot of qualifiers in there?
There's
a
lot of qualifiers. I mean, I get the image. Douchey, uptight USC fan.
Correct. Or bottom of the barrel, dirtbag, greasy producer.
See?
And actual interact. And you have to be producer, actor.
Oh, so I have to be in porn.
Producer, actor.
Oh, man.
Remember, you're going to have to drive around in your Prius, in your boat shoes, khakis, and you're going to have the Tide sweater on.
You know what, man? Listen, the porn industry is really, there's a lot of bad things. It's negative, and I think lust and pornography really can ruin people's lives, like genuinely, if we're talking about it. Oh, I think that...
Very philosophical.
I think that really can be if you let that kind of... I think if you let anything consume you, lust for money, lust for sex, whatever, it really can ruin your life. I think we're all trying to lead balanced lives. That being said, I am I'm a lover, and I think that maybe if me and my significant other could make some films and put them on the internet and maybe help people by showing them...
This is what they call planting the seed.
By showing them the good way
you
to do it.
You see how animate he hates that? Just
I'm gonna
one year now.
I'm going San Pornando Valley for 500, Alex.
That's a good one.
I think my mom's listening. Damn it.
Hi, Paula.
Oh boy.
I'm going to get a text.
I feel good about that one.
You're making me a little sweaty in here.
I was. I wanted to make it very difficult for you.
Yeah, man. That would be probably more true to me.
So no Toyota Prius for you.
I don't mind the Prius. It's the other stuff.
How do you feel about
stuff.
The Prius driver?
Okay.
I like what they stand for.
Okay.
I hate Priuses.
Would you rather your film that you're making be successful, but you never see a penny from it? Or bomb, but you still make money off of it. Lot of money. Like you come out like with a lot of
successful
money, but it's like it is like becomes one of those cult classic where you're cashing in money, but the movie's kind of a joke, or you never see a penny from it, but the movie's successful and you're just that's it.
Well,
it's
I already
the only
know
film you make.
Successful for sure, definitely that one without question. Because I already know I'm not going to make a ton of money off this movie, so I'm just hoping for the success. No, but seriously, that is how I feel.
Okay.
I would rather have it be respected and successful than to get rich off it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, coming up next. So I keep forgetting that I'm picking the segment. Coming up next, I'm hungry. This is usually when we're most hungry. Let's talk sandwiches. If each of us were a sandwich, what would we be and why? 55305. You're listening to Dusty and Cam Crawford's Farewell Show on 1080 The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Online at 1080thefan.com and the new 1080 The Fan app.
Something strange. Oh, I loved when this got added to our rotator. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters! Something weird. I had to play this. This is like, we did a segment on favorite movie theme songs a while ago this summer. Yeah. Throwback Thursday, and this was mine.
All right. I likes it.
So sandwiches.
Yeah, huh? I want to know if we, because I love sandwiches, and I'll do a shameless plug here. You guys should follow my friends and I have a sandwich Instagram account called Sandos and Randos. Sandos and Randos.
Okay.
Mainly pictures of random people eating sandwiches or our favorite sandwiches or just randos. So give it a follow, Sandos and Randos. But I want to know, sandwiches like top three favorite foods for me. I want to know if we were a sandwich, each of us was a sandwich, what would we be and why? Or what's our favorite sandwich? Either one. All the above.
Can we design our own sandwich? Is that what we're talking about? Like this texter says, I'm a Reuben, Dusty's tuna fish, and Crawford's peanut butter and jelly with the crust cut off?
No.
It's a little uniform.
Dude, I disagree. First of all, I'm a peanut butter and honey guy. When I go, I had a peanut butter and honey this morning.
Did you?
Crust on 9-grain bread.
Whole wheat bread or white bread?
9-grain. Whole wheat.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get those seeds. Get that fiber, dude.
Mm-hmm. Are we designing our own sandwich?
Why is Dusty tuna fish?
Yeah.
Dusty, you are kind of tuna fish.
A little smelly.
No, but I mean, but tuna's kind of
sour on you.
You're like a man of the people. Like you are.
He is a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
I like tuna melts.
Tuna melts are delicious.
Tuna melts are good.
On sourdough?
One of my old roommates and I in college, we used to bet tuna melts. And you could call in that favor whenever you wanted. So like 4 or 5 in the morning, it was, hey, I want that sandwich. Gotta get up out of bed, make that sandwich.
Damn, that's a good, I like that.
That's a good bet.
That's a good bet to make. So Dusty, I actually think you could be a tuna melt because it's kind of like, I'd say it's universally pretty loved, and it's got protein. It's not too expensive usually. Tuna's pretty cheap in the can.
Yeah. That was a really tough question that I've never asked myself before. So I went online, which is what everybody does, and I Googled what kind of sandwich am I?
Did you take a quiz on BuzzFeed or something?
And during,
is that a real thing?
Yeah. During that quiz, I answered all the questions during the break, and it came back, I am a Philly cheesesteak. You are comfort personified. You are the shade on a rainy day. You are the light at the end of a dark tunnel. Basically, everyone loves you because what's not to love?
God, I want a blanket and a fire right now.
Right?
Cam is some kind of
very nice.
Cam is whatever sandwich guys eat to prove their masculinity, even though it might not be the best sandwich.
That's fair. That's fair.
Cam is like a barbecue beef, but the beef's a little chewy. It's like not the best brisket.
Yeah.
But it's big.
But we're going to get it.
No, this is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you get a lot of it. But
it's going to be large, whatever it is. It's got to be big. It's got to fill you up. You might not love it, but boy, is it going to fill you up.
What is that one? What, like, is there a sandwich that somebody says everybody likes it, but nobody can really understand why?
Club.
Crawford's a club.
Oh, I freaking love club sandwiches.
With 3 layers of bread, too. That's the part that throws you in there and throws a little toothpick, and they cut it up into triangles.
Mm-hmm.
Try to make it look bigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. see what I did there?
Yeah. But you do get a lot of club. Also, every time I eat a club, I say, where's the club I want to join? Like, seriously, what's the club? I would like to be in the club where this sandwich originated from. I love club sandwiches.
Potpourri of options in the club, too.
Yeah. I can't make up my mind sometimes.
And the club could be indecisive.
Yeah.
Could be different.
Bacon, turkey, sourdough bread.
Yeah.
Toothpicks.
Sourdough. Sourdough is the only way to do
it. I love sourdough.
Sourdough is the greatest bread ever created.
Is that the one thing that this show unanimously agrees on? Yeah. Sourdough bread?
By far.
Yeah. We may have.
Sourdough is the A1. It is the. It's the shiny diamond of bread.
I don't think you ever do something with sourdough and you're like, oh, that sucked.
Never.
Mm-mm. Well, peanut butter and jelly. Have you ever had a peanut butter and jelly on sourdough?
Yeah.
I still love it.
Still love it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Not a fan of it.
Got to do it.
It's not the best for PB&J, but it's still good. Great.
Yeah. It's a really good one. San Francisco sourdough.
Oh,
well.
Yeah.
Toasted. It's a little garlic butter on it.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, yeah. My stepdad's from San Francisco, so he used to have like, his brothers send up some sourdough bread for us from San Francisco. It is better. If it's made there and it's like fresh, it is better.
I'm going to San Francisco this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm going to do? Get some damn sourdough.
Where we get a good sandwich in Portland? Come on, your number one spot to get a good sandwich in Portland.
Rip City Grill.
Oh, shout out to our guy, Clint.
Which one
Rip
was
City
that?
Grill.
That's the one where we used to go to the food cart.
No, right, I know, but which sandwich was it?
That he
tri-tip steak sandwich. Tri-tip?
Okay. That was a very good sandwich.
And now they have a brick and mortar in Selwood. Rip City Grill is my favorite sandwich in Portland, hands down.
Yeah, that's a good one. There's a lot. I've actually thought long and hard about this. People really like Lardo, but to me, and Lardo is a good sandwich, but to me, Lardo tries a little bit too hard.
They go too
hipster.
Artisan.
Too artisan, yeah.
Yeah.
I want like a simple sando. My favorite spot, and I don't know if there's, please text in 55305. My favorite type of sandwich spot is like Italian delis, where you got all the different cured meats and the olive oil and vinegar. I'm a huge fan of Taste Tickler. I don't know if you guys have been Taste Tickler. It's over, I believe.
Okay. It's not a club?
It's not a strip club.
You said taint.
No, we're not at the strip club yet. But Taste Tickler to me it's Korean owned sub shop. So if you get like a Korean bulgogi beef cheesesteak, it is incredible. But also their BDLT is good. Their Taste Tickler itself is good. It's got like salami, ham. It's good. It's over on, I think, 11th and Northeast Broadway, somewhere over there. Hole in the wall, long time place.
Nice. Some good shout out. I got to try all this. That's what we Crawford needed to do.
Crawford's leaving, so he's like really sad. So he's giving out all of his shout outs. And now, in the most Portland hipster way, he's doing it on his last day because he didn't want anybody else to know about it because he didn't want to wait in lines while he was there. And now he's giving all this free public.
No, Taste Tickler's like an OG spot. Rashad just texted and says it's a Grant High School staple. It's a hole in the wall.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You get your kimchi and you get your sub. Also, I agree with this texter who texted in and said Eastside Deli is really good. And they got vegan options if you're into that. And then Kenny and Zooks, I think, has the best pastrami in Portland.
See, are you guys a Reuben? Because I am a Reuben connoisseur.
I love Reubens.
You're not a Reuben guy, Dusty, right? There's some good Reubens in this town.
I love Jewish delis.
Ooh, yes.
There's a lot of those down in L.A. I'm excited for that.
I love the sauce and the onions and the rye bread. It could be the marble bread when it has. Oh.
Why are you so into breads? Like a sourdough and then rye?
American pie moment here.
Rye, baby.
I'm just saying good bread really makes a sando.
Okay.
Like you get good bread.
That's fair.
You get good rye. You get an old stale baguette. Ugh. You get a fresh baguette, flaky. Oh, you get a real flaky freak.
See, I need to treat you to a good po' boy too, and you haven't had one of those.
I've had a po' boy, but not an authentic down from authentic Nola.
I never knew you were such a bread man,
but it's a treat too.
Man,
you don't want to do too much on the carbs.
Yeah,
be careful.
You got to be very careful
with those love handles.
You got to do that.
Okay,
I'm hungry now.
Well, that was great. That was a good talk. Ooh, I am spent. Okay, let's talk. Moving on.
Do you need a cigarette?
Do you need to mark that laugh? Because I might need to keep that one.
What is going on with you?
I need a cigarette after that segment. Okay. Do the rollover and
stop
wipe
saying
my brow.
Sando.
Okay, so let's talk. I want to know what your guys' first impressions of me were. And our favorite moments.
No, you don't.
During the Dusty and Cam era. But first, for the very last time ever, here's Crawford with a SportsCenter update.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Online at 1080thefan.com and the new 1080 The Fan app.
All right, we have got, 24 minutes left, or actually just 20 minutes left of Crawford's time as the producer of Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan, and he wants to know what his first impressions were from you and I, Cam.
Yeah, let's start with that.
Okay.
And favorite moments, too, because we've had some different moments on the show.
We
ups
did.
And downs. Yeah. Like any relationship.
Worst moment was having to produce this show and host it.
We
were an hour and a half late.
I would say that was the lowest moment.
Which means
three times.
2.5 hours late.
Well.
Because you were an hour and a half late for the start of the show, which means you were 2.5 hours late.
Now, the start of the show, you're supposed to get here, is relative.
Remember the dead air show?
Dead air show when we were
at the golf course?
Yeah, at the golf course. That's right.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Yeah, because he didn't show up for that either.
When was that? I don't remember.
Summer. August.
Yeah, it's already been removed.
I don't understand the question.
What were your first impressions of young Alex Crawford?
You don't have yours yet? Okay.
I have mine.
Okay.
I have mine.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. So if you guys remember back in the day when we first got ready to start, there was a feats of strength or athletic event that we had to be participating in.
That was the very first time I met you. It was the 1080 The Fan Combine.
Yeah. Now, I didn't participate because I was just getting going, and I'm like, look, I don't need to do this because I want to be able to walk later. So all the fan people participated. Dusty, you were in it. You were like some other guys participated, certainly Isaac and Suk.
Yeah, everybody at the station, and then
Wilcox was there.
Yeah, and Swag Jeff, our boss.
Everybody participated, and I took one of two things away. So right after the vertical jump got done, where you jumped up on a pad, Suk about blew his ankle out a couple times, and then proceeded to go on the bench press and push the bar 4 inches off his chest and try to tell us that was a full bench press. I think
Suk was very competitive that day.
Yeah, but he moved it 4 inches and tried to sell me that was a full bench press. Anyhow, that's minuscule because that was funny to me. Then Crawford, this rando, I mean, I'm standing there. I have no idea who this dude is. Mm-hmm. This rando comes up to me and he's in full I want to say 80s, eight is enough socks.
He looked like a Bulgarian gymnast.
And he had Adidas, blue Adidas. I think you still have those shoes.
Yeah, I do. I still
the
have those blue Adidas.
With the eight is enough socks, the triple colors, the high jogger shorts. We're talking the white bordered green jogger shorts.
Yeah, with an Adidas tank top.
Adidas tight.
Mesh.
Adidas.
It was mesh.
But it was tight. And to top it off, a stinking tricolor headband.
Yeah.
And he comes up to me and goes, hey, dude. Hey, man. I'm Alex. I'm your producer. And I went, who is this? What is this? That's the first thing in my mind. I said, what is this? And I went, yeah, man. Do you remember what I said to you?
I think you said something like very coach speak. Like, let's get in there. Let's work hard. Let's get it done. That's
exactly what I did. I straight coach speak to you to death. And I went, yeah, okay, I got a lot of work with this guy. What am I going to do with this kid?
As Joe from Arrested Development would say, I've made a huge mistake.
No, I had no idea what you were, who you were, how you were even functioning, and what you were doing in media and sports. It was the most, the first impression of you was
how you're even functioning. How is this life form here?
I know. There was so much stimulation going on in that building at that point in time. It felt, it was a good meeting. It was good first. Good first, Croft.
My first meeting with you was when I was producing Primetime.
That's right.
And you were interning on then Buffalo Wild Wings game night.
Yep.
And the first time I ever met you was the day that you had come back from the Portland's Prettiest Vagina pageant. And yes, they were going to put that on the air. You went to cover that for the station.
Is that a real thing?
Yes. And
yes,
you covered that for
DJ,
that show.
Shut the front door.
I saw
that's a real thing.
I saw a poster and it said Portland's Prettiest Vagina Beauty Pageant.
Yes, it's an actual event.
And so I went and so I told the guys about it and they said, well, that sounds like something we should send our intern to cover. Mm-hmm. I said, well, shoot, I'm game.
And at that point, you were so excited when you came into the studio.
It's like, oh boy, I got some audio gold.
I thought you were a weirdo spaz that didn't really want to be in radio. You were just interning for a credit. And so I never thought that you would make a career out of radio. That was my first impression of you, is that you were just getting, you wanted to do this just so you could get the credit and be gone forever. And I was like, eh, more power to you. But then as I got to know him and know you, I was like, okay, yeah, he actually does want to make a career, not as a producer, but as entertaining people. And that's basically what you've done.
Yeah,
that's
right.
And try to entertain people.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
No, tried. He has entertained us.
Yeah. We've had a lot of fun.
For how many? Two
years, we've
two
been a show for months? 2 years and 10 months.
Does that include the afternoon when we started too?
Yeah, because our very first show ever was March 10th, 2015. Right.
We've come a long way, Croft.
This texture always enjoyed the first 6 a.m. update and judging how rough Crawford always sounded when he was
Birds
actually
on the fan.
There was, yeah, man.
There was
I'll
a
tell
time
you
where you used to,
man,
used
you
to
were think, some smokiness.
I just thought I could really burn the candle at both ends.
You were drunk.
No.
There were
you Crawford. Were drunk. I smelled you when you walked in the door.
See, then I learned the trick of showering and deodorant, so you couldn't tell. But then nope. No, but it's true, though. You can't.
Wow. You learned the trick
learned
of
the
showering.
The trick of showering and deodorant. We've come a long way, Croft.
No, it is true, though. I could never hide the hoarseness of my voice at 6 a.m., particularly on a Monday. Or, like, I used to think that I could go out. I mean, I still do it, so you got to be smarter about it. But I think I could go out to a show and party with my friends who are fun employed or employed by their music or whatever, and then still show up. Like, I thought I could do it all. But really, you got to make choices in life. Or at least
grown up in front of us.
Or at least
become a man.
Just not have to slow down.
Not have an extra beer. You know what I mean? Like, you can do it all. You just got to be smart about it. But yeah, that's a good one from RJ.
Yeah.
Favorite show moments? I mean, I think our favorite interview was Pauly Shore in studio was the one that had me laughing the most.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pauly was great. I liked the first show that we ever did a weekend, Would You Rather, where it was just kind of let you go off the rails and do your thing.
Yeah, we didn't really know. I remember when you thought of that, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's do a Would You Rather. And then you nailed it, and we never went away from it every Friday.
That's kind of how those things happen. It's spontaneous combustion of intelligence by Crawford.
He did a good job at it.
Yeah, he did.
And I don't know if we're going to be able to do a lot of the things that we did with you. Depends on who we have next.
You went way too sentimental already on me.
Well, I just don't know. Gosh. Do you know for certain?
I don't know what I'm gonna if I'm gonna make it out of the building. So no, I don't.
What, today? Yeah, I'm trying to think. I can't even, I'm kind of going blank on, like, I guess there's just been a lot of, I mean, switching. I remember, Dusty, when you came to my house to say we were switching from noon to three to six to nine.
Yeah, Dusty broke the news to you.
You came over to my house to tell me, and you're like, we want you, but are you ready for this? And in my head, I was like, oh, this sucks. Absolutely not. But I was like, yup, I'm ready. And
I could see it on your face. Liar. That's why I wanted to come and talk to you in person.
You don't say no to that opportunity if it's something you want to do.
Well, I know, but I remember going, this kid's such a liar. He's lying directly to me right now. This is all lies. All right. We give our farewells. You can give your farewell to Crawford on the fan text line 55305. A eulogy, if you will, to the radio career of Alex Crawford.
R.I.P.
Dustin Cam on the Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Online at 1080thefan.com and the new 1080 The Fan app.
Crawford's last show with us. He is going, for those of you that don't know, we've said it a million times, not just today, but in the past week.
But people keep texting in. They're like, wait, what? Crawford's leaving?
Well, people don't listen all the time to every show.
They don't listen 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday?
All the time.
He won't.
Crawford is going to make a film in California. He's going to chase his dreams. And we are happy for you. Mm-hmm. Selfishly, we don't want you to go, but we nonetheless, he is leaving us to go and make his feature film. So about your hometown,
yeah.
If you want information on it, facebook.com/Old Newport.
Yeah, Old Newport's the name of the movie.
And then
Old Newport Movie on Instagram.
That's right. Go ahead and you can follow along there. Yeah. Or there's just a website that has like a teaser.
For yeah, it. The website's newportbeachthemovie.com.
Okay.
It's not called Newport Beach the Movie, but...
But it's a real legitimate, you're going to have real actors in it.
Yeah.
You act like
it's not a documentary.
You're not filming it on your iPhone.
It's like not off for YouTube. Uh-huh. It's not porn.
Scripts change.
After major rewrites, we have decided.
So
where do we go from here? So I'm going to go very quickly because I don't want to make this about, I didn't write it down. I'm going off the cuff here. I'm going to be very quick. I'll be honest with it. I've enjoyed this time. And as much as it comes down to, you know, one of my biggest things I always say, you surround yourself with people that are better than you or do things better than you. You do a lot of things better than me. Okay. You're very talented. You got a bright future in front of you. And I always admit that sometimes when somebody, it's hard to sit there and say, I want you under this umbrella because I want you to stay here out of selfish reasons because you have that kind of talent. That's what I'm talking about. When someone's willing to make risks and make changes in their life and go outside the box and push themselves, I think that's what you have. And I've told you this before. I'm proud of you, man. I think you're going to do great in California. I know mom and dad are probably happy for you that you're going to be down there. We're going to miss you. And the show's going to miss you. And you know what? As much as you Portlandites don't think that Croft brought something, he did. And he deserves a little bit of credit. So congrats, bro.
Yeah.
Have that Sando.
Thanks, Cam.
In honor.
It's not a Sando.
It's not a Sando.
It is. Sandos and Randos. Follow us on Instagram.
I echo that sentiment that Cam said there. I thought one of the best part about working with you for what almost 3 years now is that we've got a chance to see you grow as a person and on the show and kind of finding your voice and finding who you are has been cool to watch. You are infuriating at times, but I also think that you are, it's not just losing a producer. We're losing a friend here and I wish you nothing but the best. You have the giant killers thing. It's really funny because you find a way to surprise people. And I talking to some of the old giant killers when they had the reunion, when I talked to Steve Priest, they went into it when you made your giant killers documentary, which I think was awesome for the Oregon State community. They went into it thinking, what the hell is this kid? What are we going to get back? But you found a way to surprise them. And you made an impact on them, on Oregon State. And it was a phenomenal documentary that you made, and you found a way to surprise them. You found a way to surprise us. We were talking about our first impressions of you and how you're kind of this kid that doesn't seem to care about anything, and you kind of float through life, but you care about a lot and you're passionate about a lot. And that is what I admire about you, is that you're chasing this and you're following this, and we're going to miss you here, but I'm proud of you, man, for going out and getting it, and making a movie.
Well,
so good luck, dude.
Thanks, guys. I just wanted to say a couple words as well.
Oh, Sam the mailman.
Yeah, we'll Sam the mailman. He wants me to say his name on air, but I just want to say, I guess, how much love I have for everything that's happened here at The Fan. Like, you know, in life, I feel like all we have is the experiences that we share with people we love. And I love you guys. I love everyone here at 1080 The Fan that's made this experience so special. You know, that's what I think we love about sports, right, is the experiences. It's a shared experience, whether it's heartbreak, it's me throwing my phone and breaking it when the Clippers lose, or it's, you know, the Beavers winning a last second game for a Beaver. You know, it's that, that's the shared experience is what life is all about. And so I just want to thank, I guess, you guys for everything and making my time so special. I got love for all you guys. And of course, I got to give love to the listeners. You know, the listeners are what make this whole thing special. And I wanted to end with a quote from Bob Marley, who was once asked by a reporter, are you a rich man? Do you have a lot of possessions? And certainly Bob Marley was, you know, known in the world as, you know, one of the greatest reggae artists of all time. And Bob said, I don't have that kind of riches. My riches is life forever. And that's how I feel like leaving The Fan. Like, sure, I got a paycheck. Sure, I built up my resume, whatever, whatever, because I want to go on and entertain and inform. But I took away like so much in the terms of the richness of life from the listeners, from you guys, from my experiences here on air, for better or worse, ups and downs. Love you guys, and thank you all for this. Now I'm headed to SoCal to make a movie, and as you said, Dusty, to continue to entertain and inform, which is what I think I was put on this earth to do. So
we will miss you.
Yes, we will.
Do not be a stranger.
No.
Remember, we
reach out and touch.
We want. Wait, what? No, that's a bad thing to do in Hollywood right now.
Maybe we rethink that.
Lives, emotionally.
Yeah, we're here.
In a positive way. Crawford, stay in touch. We want roles in your movie. What is the last thing that you want to say on Portland Radio?
I like to end with my signature sign out, which is, I believe, from the St. John's Bridge to the Willamette Valley to wherever you might be listening. Thank you for listening. And this is Alex Crawford saying, spread love and embrace controversy.
Cam and I will see you Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. Up next is The Herd with Colin Cowherd from 9 to noon. Noon to 3 is Dirt and Sprague. 3 to 7, it's Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
I'm not a pervert.
Lighten up, old guy.
I say have a damn parade.
That sucks.
This sucks.
That's a big meat slapper.
That could be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
$6 million man parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.